What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. I know today is Tuesday, please forgive me, but I'm going to stay consistent in doing these weekly solo episodes until we launch season 9. I understand that we are working. We have a few podcast episodes that are booked and ready to record. We actually have a few of them being recorded this month, so stay tuned. We are hoping to release these episodes soon. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to go ahead and subscribe, so you would be the first to know when we launch our first episode for season 9. But for today, we are going to have a chat with me, and we're going to talk about mindset. We do not focus on mindset enough. A lot of times we just jump into things without taking a step back and thinking about it before we just jump into it. It sounds all good when, oh, the money is this, or, oh, I'm going to work with this person, but does that really align to what you are supposed to do in life? Or what God has aligned for you. So today, let's go ahead and get started and let's talk about mindset. So if you don't know my journey by now, I did start off as a podcast host, and then I created the business for What's Good Productions to support my fellow podcasters, either launching a podcast or editing, producing, whatever the case may be. This year, I decided to figure out ways to support podcasters beyond just editing, giving them reels, giving them assets to help promote the podcast on social media. I wanted to take a step further in creating successful shows. If you don't know, this is a scary statistic, but 90% of podcasts fail to get past 3 episodes. So when I first found that out, I needed a way to help my clients and future clients with not just launching a show, but also making it successful. Figuring out who our target audience is, figuring out what type of lead magnets we're going to do, figuring out if there's going to be a book that we're trying to get them to purchase, if it's a course that we're trying to get them to purchase. Those are different lead magnets, right? But we want to make sure that we are accomplishing the goals for the business. So what I did, I decided to invest in myself to learn growth strategies and techniques in order to help my clients. So I invested in myself over $2,000 to do a curriculum, to do a course, to complete it, and to become a growth coach. So when I talk about mindset, I figured that there was a gap when I saw that 90% of podcasts failed to get past 3 episodes. I have over 100 episodes. With the things that I do, I can duplicate that system and support my clients and future clients. Because there's something where people don't feel supported. There's something that's either burning them out. There's something that's stopping them from getting past 3 episodes. So I call myself now the go-to podcast partner to help support them in any way that I can with these growth techniques and these different tools and resources that I'm going to acquire taking this course. So, with that being stated, I did take a full hiatus, and which actually helped me while doing the course, because coming back from the hiatus, I took all the techniques that I learned through that course and pretty much did them on myself. So, for an example, just to give y'all a little tidbit, instead of using the podcast as What's Good Podcast, it's always going to be What's Good Podcast. You're always going to hear me say What's Good Podcast, What's Good Podcast, What's Good Podcast, because at the end of the day, that's still what that's still the name of the podcast. But what I learned within the actual course itself is that you have to treat everything that you do on the internet as a Google search. So people are not going to look for What's Good Podcast. So I decided during the curriculum, what I've learned is that you need to add SEO words. So when people are looking into certain things that you are teaching or you're an expert in, you need to make sure that this is either a part of your title or a part of each episode title and description. You want to make sure that all of these things are included, because when people are looking for finance, if they're looking for money, if they're looking for me, for an example, anything Dallas, we want to make sure that our shows are showing up in the results. So for this quick example, the podcast initially was called What's Good Podcast. I changed it to Dallas, Texas, What's Good? Lessons from your local entrepreneurs and small business owners. I added so many words, so I will never say this in front of people, but when they're looking for my show, I will say it, and then it does pop up now in the search engine. So anything Dallas, if people are looking for things that are happening locally for Dallas, I'm going to show up. If people are looking for local business owners, I'm going to show up. Business owners, entrepreneurs, all of these things, I'm going to show up because I put those different words in the titles to make sure that I'm showing up in the results. So even though I felt a certain way, and I talked about this in past episodes as well, I felt like a failure at one point because I stopped doing my podcast. I'm like, shoot, I'm a part of the statistic myself. Even though I have over 100 episodes, I burned out. I didn't want to do this anymore. And let's just be honest, there are certain times and certain seasons where you start something and that thing has to stop in order for you to grow to the next thing. And I think that's what happened with me and my hiatus, is that I needed to stop that particular season, rebrand, restart, figure out these new techniques and things that are working, apply those things to my podcast. And if it's working for me, we know how to support our clients now and future clients that are coming in later on, right? And so embracing failure as feedback is not a defeat. I legit had to go in and look at all the things that we've done in the past, look at my cover art, look at my title, look at my descriptions, and I legit have changed everything. Shout out to AI. We are definitely implementing resources when it comes to AI, but at the same time, we are doing all the things to make sure it makes sense as well. Sometimes we have to take a step back in the business because we work so much on it. We have to take a step back to figure out, as an overview, what do we need to do in order for us to take that next level up. So with the different things that I did, I was able, now I'm part of the top 80 podcasts here in Dallas, Texas, right? And so with that, I want it to be a test dummy for me, because if it works for me, it's going to work for my clients. And so another thing, as now a podcast growth coach, I make sure that I stay on my P's and Q's when it comes to adaptability and making sure that I am up to date with the things that's happening in the industry. I am going to different events. I am attending entrepreneurship cohorts. I am doing all the things to make sure I am collaborating with people, staying up to date with what's going on in the industry, and making sure that I pivot. That is a big thing. It is hard work to do a podcast. I had to go ahead and hire somebody this year. In order for me to grow the way I feel like God has given me the vision to grow, I had to go ahead and hire somebody because I couldn't do it myself. Because not only was I taking care of my podcast, I'm taking care of 10 plus podcasts. I have clients. I don't have just one or two clients. I have 10 plus clients that I'm taking care of on a weekly basis, monthly basis. It just depends on when they launch their podcast, but I have a schedule of who and when and how they're launching their podcast or episodes. And so I had to hire somebody. We had to go ahead and include deadlines when it comes to each of our episodes, when it comes to not only me, but for the client itself, because we also create the titles, we do the show notes, we do the cover arts. If they do have episode specific artwork, If they have reels, if it's a visual situation, we still do audiograms for some of our clients as well if they have not converted over to video. It's this is a big thing. We have to figure out on our end what's new within the industry. And I think that's for all business owners. If you're not a part of a newsletter within your industry to keep you updated, I would say apply today. Find a newsletter that is going to keep you updated. For podcasters, I recommend Pod News. Pod News is pretty much podcast news. Everything that's happening within the podcast industry, they will keep you updated. And I think it's very important for people to subscribe to if you're a podcaster and if you're within the business itself as being a producer, if you're an editor, all the things. They give you all type of resources on how to support your podcast and for you to help grow it, help you maintain it, and avoid burnout. So when it comes to staying updated with your podcast or within your industry, I would say subscribe to a newsletter within your industry. But also, if you are a podcaster, Pod News is a real good one for you to subscribe to, right? And so another thing that I want to mention is when it comes to mindset, you really have to work on your patience. When it comes to patience, downloads are not going to happen overnight. You have to stay consistent and you have to be persistent in delivering these shows. So if you're doing it bi-weekly and you promise your listeners that you are going to do an episode bi-weekly, make sure you do it bi-weekly. If you say you're going to do it every Tuesday, do it every Tuesday. Make sure that you show up. Patience is key. If you don't already have a following and you're starting from ground zero, your podcast is going to start from ground zero. If you already have a slight community, maybe they're on Instagram, maybe they're on Facebook, maybe they're on YouTube. But now you got to think about converting them over to be listeners to the podcast, and that's going to take time. If you want to push a little rush to it, so for me, now that I know about podcast player ads, initially I did not know that. When we think about ads, it's always Instagram, it's always Facebook. Now Reddit has ads for you to do. YouTube has ads. There's ads everywhere. But when it comes to growing your business, you have to see what ads your people are actually going to find. So for me as a podcaster, people are listening to podcasts, so I need to come to them directly into some type of podcast player. So I was looking at my downloads. I'm like, this is not working. I have to change some things. I did reach over 9,000 downloads, and then I had to change hosting sites, so I started back at zero. But once I figured out a rhythm when it comes to some ads, and for one, you got to make sure that you put a budget to the side because it does get a little, it does get a little expensive. But what I'm saying is that you have to figure out specifically how you're going to talk to your target audience. And so a few podcast ads that I will, you know, give to you as you're listening. Overcast is a good one. Podcastaddict.com is another one. And headliner.app is a brand new one that I actually really just ran an ad. It was only for $50 for a full week. And I can see people trembling over to other episodes. I only did an ad for just one episode that I thought was really, really good. And then I saw afterwards some of the people listened to one episode, but they trembled on to other episodes as well. And so in getting these ads that I'm speaking of, but it's going to take a little bit of patience. I would not jump right out the gate to do any podcast ads. Like I mentioned, I'm over 100 episodes in and I'm just now starting to do podcast ads because I'm trying to see what works and what doesn't work, right? And initially I was like, "Ooh, I feel good. I didn't have to purchase any ads for people to listen to my podcast." But if you want to grow, you got to do what you got to do. And that's all that's to it. And so at the beginning, I wouldn't recommend doing it. I would recommend at the very, very beginning to see what episodes are really aligned with your audience. So if you're seeing, let's say they're more so into mindset versus finance, put more mindset episodes out there. If on the other end, if people are listening to more finance episodes, then I would say do more finance episodes. I think that part is important because now you're seeing what your people are listening to. So if they're gravitating to this particular category, go ahead and deliver that more categories that way and vice versa. So it's always about patience. You got to get the numbers to roll in first, review what's working, review what's not working, and then you're going to have to pivot. And that's something that I did. After hearing a lot of people, they liked a lot of my solo episodes. Usually in seasons, I only did the first and last episode. The first one is to introduce what the theme is. And the last episode is pretty much as a recap of what my thoughts were, how I enjoyed it. Hope that you enjoyed it. And now we're going to get ready for the next season. So with that being stated, it's really, really good to look at your numbers, see what's working, see what's not working, adapt, be patient, and just stay consistent in delivering the message, right? So continue to learn, continue to grow. And that's all about mindset. A lot of times we talk ourselves out of certain situations because it doesn't look good on paper. And I think that's for any business owner. If it's not working, we're really quick to quit. Oh, I just need to go ahead and get a job. Sometimes we just have to be patient because that next big thing is right around the corner. And I'm not saying don't get a job. All I'm saying is just stick in there, have a plan. Figure out different milestones that you can create in order to make that big goal so you can measure your different things that you're doing as you're getting to accomplishing these goals. And if things are not working, let's say if you've been doing this for 5-10 years and things are still not working, okay, man, go ahead and get you a job. But what I'm saying is be patient with it. A lot of times every time God gives us visions, and sometimes we steer off course. But if we stay on that course and be patient with Him, because at the end of the day, He is our employee, He is our employer, and we are His employee. And so we have to take that guidance and stick with it, because we can easily be manipulated. We can be easily distracted. We can be easily taken off course to do something else. But if we stay on course, we are going to reach the end of the rainbow where all that gold is going to be. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. It's really just talk about mindset. Yes, we can talk about podcasts all day, but I'm a business owner and I want to make sure that I support you guys. It has not been easy for me. As a business owner, I mentioned, I took a whole year and a half hiatus. I had to pivot, figure out what's working, figure out what's not working. I can give you a testimony real quick. One of my clients, Seasonal Sisters Podcast, definitely look her up. Her name is Janice Saunders. I used the techniques that I used on me as a test dummy, and I used her as a test as well. And she has doubled. When I say she has doubled her downloads, she has doubled her downloads. And there were conversations of, why am I not growing? Why am I stagnant? What's going on, Brie? In just a few tweaks, she has doubled her downloads within months. Doubled her downloads in months. She is now getting ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. The last time she had a review was sometime earlier last year. And I wish I was making this up, but I am not making this up. So, as business owners, if we are going to invest in our business, see what's working and what's not working. I always tell people podcast is not marketing. It's a part of the marketing material. So let's say if you're doing reels on social media, that's a part of your marketing strategy. Let's say if you're doing in-person events, that's a part of your marketing to get more exposure for your brand. Let's say if you're going to do events, if you're going to be on a panel, you're going to be interviewed on other podcasts, that is a part of the marketing strategy, because at the end of the day, we are trying to increase exposure. We want people to figure out the brand. We want people to see who we are. And that's the same thing for the podcast. It's just an extension of what you're already doing. So if you're investing in as, if you're investing in creating a podcast, if you're investing in growing your podcast, if you're investing in these things to help your business, see what's working, be patient with yourself, and then pivot along the way. If it's just a flat no, it's just a flat no. Move on to the next thing, but create a plan before you just quit and get an exit strategy. Get an exit strategy. So that's all I want to talk about when it comes to mindset. That is a big, 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 big thing. And as a business owner, make sure that you take time for yourself. I just came back from almost a week in Hawaii. I feel so good because I could tell I was burning out before leaving. And I just need to rejuvenate. It's not for me to just quit what I'm doing. It was time for me to recharge. Just like our computers need to recharge, our phones need to recharge, we need to recharge ourselves. So make sure that you get your mind right. Make sure holistically, physically, spiritually, mentally, that you are right. Because if you're not right, you're not going to be able to take care of your business. You're not going to be able to take care of your family, your clients, your customers, etc. So make sure you take care of yourself. And so that's all I want to talk about today. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you're listening to this morning, evening, what is the other one? Morning, evening, or night. Have a great one, and we will see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.